USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The news about COVID has not been so good for, well, probably months. But suddenly, the COVID Omicron variant surge appears to be on the decline in much of the U.S. That's how CDC Director Rochelle Walensky opened a news briefing yesterday, as she warned the surge is far from over and cited new evidence that COVID-19 booster shots are providing significant protection against hospitalization from the variant, and that unvaccinated people continue to be at the highest level of risk for serious illness and death. A California man has been badly injured after getting into a crash with Arnold. A photo on TMZ showing former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's SUV partially on top of a red Prius at an LA intersection. It appears that Schwarzenegger was not injured. And this is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. All right, we're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizedhealth.com.
He's angry but emotional, the father who says he's taking legal action against the city of San Diego over his daughter's reported suicide death when she fell from Petco Park at the home of the San Diego Padres. And Don Wilkins says his daughter would have never harmed herself, nor her son.
And I know my daughter wouldn't commit suicide. I know it. She was a loving mother.
Mr. Wilkins says authorities have been leaving him out of the loop, and the city is simply covering up what happened to avoid liability. After months of investigation, San Diego police and the San Diego County Medical Examiner have ruled Raquel Wilkins' death a suicide and her 2-year-old son Denzel's death a homicide. Mr. Wilkins says, no way. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell defending his record on civil rights after he made a comment this week that seemed to imply that black voters are not the same as, quote, American voters. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
With details on a disturbing human smuggling story, here's USA Radio News' Lance Pry.
A Florida man, 47-year-old Steve Shand, has been charged with human smuggling on Thursday after a family of 4 Indian nationals, including a baby and a teenager, were found frozen to death in Canada at the U.S. border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection had apprehended a group of individuals who had crossed into the United States from Canada, just south of Emerson, Manitoba. Further, it indicated that one of the adults was carrying items meant for an infant, but that no infant was found with the group.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatchy says their patrols in harsh conditions found the bodies. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Virginia is no longer going to argue against Mississippi's abortion measure in the Supreme Court, as in a letter to the High Court. Virginia's new Attorney General, Jason Meliris, said yesterday that he believes the abortion issue should be handled at the state level. The Republican assumed office just last week. While the decision is reversing a September 2021 decision in Virginia to join nearly 24 states in an effort to argue against Mississippi's abortion law as unconstitutional in a state that has reached the Supreme Court recently. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.